The baggy Christmas stockings were lying on the floor. The empty Christmas wrappings looked like there'd been a war. The children weren't nestled or snuggled in their beds. They went a belly whopping down the stairs on their sleds. Then Ma tried on her Christmas hat and felt just like a queen, till Pa found out how much it cost and turned all red and green. The Christmas tree was lit up and so was Uncle Si. He thought he was a reindeer and insisted he could fly. He hollered out, "Hey Blitzen, why don't you wait for me?" Then landed right smack in the middle of the Christmas tree. Uncle Harry was parading up and down the hall, a-breaking in new slippers, a half a size too small. My sister and her boyfriend were fighting toe-to-toe. She caught him a-kissing someone else beneath the mistletoe. Then Paul got out his squirrel gun, the one he got from Ma. Now he was only cleaning it, but blasted down the wall. The baby started crying, and Ma said, "Can't you see? Christmas comes but once a year, and that's enough for me." And then from in the fireplace, there rose up such a clatter. We ran into the parlor to see what was the matter. The chimney was a-shaking, the soot fell all about. A voice within was bellerin', "Won't someone let me out?" We looked up on the rooftop, and much to our surprise, we saw eight little reindeer, but no one there to ride. Then Paul poked up the chimney, he used a great big stick, and all at once came tumbling down a feller called Saint Nick. All covered up with ashes from his head right to his foot, and when he spoke from out his beard fell 20 pounds of soot. "Since Christmas Eve I've been in there, I'd like to make it clear, if you don't get your chimney fixed, I won't be back next year." And then as quick as lightning, he sprang up to his sleigh. He gave a little whistle, and soon was on his way. But I could hear him holler as he drove out of sight, "A Merry Christmas to you all, and to you all, good night."